Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We're very excited for you.
Larry Richard with Marty Griffin. This is the Big K Morning Show. Over the weekend, the attack on Israel by Iran has headlines around the world saying, are we on the brink? And joining us is CBS military expert, consultant, former or retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland, who we've talked to many times over the years. And Colonel, we thought we'd reach out to you. You have such a good handle on all of this. How do you sort through what transpired over the weekend?
Well, clearly this is an unprecedented event. I mean, it was not really a surprise. The Iranians had threatened a response after Israel conducted an airstrike in Damascus, Syria about a week or 8 days ago, killing a senior Iranian Revolutionary Guard, Quds Force commander, his deputy, and several others. So this had been expected. But I would say that I was surprised in terms of the size. I mean, we're talking 300 cruise missiles, ballistic missiles, and drones as part of the attack. The target set, it seemed to be they were firing at targets across a large portion of the state of Israel, and that it emanated directly from Iran, from Iranian soil. That had never been happened before. One could argue that Iran and Israel had been locked in a shadow conflict for many, many years. This was the first direct attack by Iran, unambiguous, against Israeli territory. But on the other hand, one can argue this was an enormous, I believe, strategic failure on the part of the Iranians. They fired those 300 weapons, but 99% of them were destroyed before they could reach target. And there are also many reports of a large number of failures in launch or missiles that went astray once they were launched by the Iranians. So not exactly a great showing on their on their part. They did seem to land a couple of explosive devices near an Israeli airfield, which had been used in the conduct of this airstrike in Damascus, but did very minor damage to a hangar, I think one runway. Apparently, the only fatality so far reported was a Palestinian girl who lived in a village adjacent to that particular airbase, but no significant damage on the Israeli side. And now, of course, the question becomes, how do the Israelis respond? We know their war cabinet is meeting to discuss that right now.
This is why I love you, because you're so intuitive with this stuff. And tell me if I'm in the ballpark here. This is either a testament to really bad technology and lousy drones, or great technology in this Iron Dome, or kind of somewhere in between, sir. What do you say?
Well, I think it's bad technology and bad technique on the Iranian side. I mean, they launched these drones initially, ostensibly perhaps to destroy Israeli air defenses, thinking that would then facilitate the arrival of the missiles. But those drones take about 8 or 9 hours, so you're kind of telegraphing your punch here when you begin doing that without question. And then second of all, these failures along the way in terms of delivering ordnance, and then underestimating, I think, to some degree, the response by Israel, as well as the United States. U.S. military forces shot down about 80 drones, 5 or 6 missiles as well, using our particular assets in the region. So not exactly a great showing on the Iranian side. On the Israeli side, really, I think I said before, I think a dramatic success in its ability to integrate that response, which really was an integrated response, not only by the shooters, you know, but a lot of the integration of target analysis. I'm confident that the United States was providing the Israelis large-scale intelligence on the tracking of missiles, the tracking of drones, using the radars, sensors, satellite imagery that we have to do that, to make this an integrated response by the Israelis, by the United States, and some of our allies, most notably the British, were also involved in response.
So he's been in conflict. He's highly decorated, highly regarded within the military community. And we've had this discussion, sir, regarding Ukraine, now regarding the Middle East. Is this the most volatile time you've seen in decades, sir, in terms of always on the precipice?
Yeah, I would say without doubt. I mean, there's no doubt that we are being tested dramatically around the world. The ongoing conflict in Ukraine has kind of receded into the back pages of a newspaper or back of you all's show, I'm sure, as we focus so much on the Gaza Strip. But at the same time, we have this growing, you know, competition at best or confrontation at worst between the United States and China in the Indo-Pacific region, which is going to demand an awful lot of further attention on the part of our military forces. Well, at the same time, it's one thing to have those threats, and then you say, well, how well are we responding? And at the same time, the United States Congress can't even get around to voting on a military aid package for Ukraine or and Israel. I mean, whether you're in favor of that or opposed to that, it just seems to me that we as a people should at least bring it to a vote to decide what direction we're going. Because as we dither, I think we look very weak. And those opponents around the world, whether it's Putin, whether it's the Ayatollah in Tehran, whether it's Shiite militia groups, whether it's Hezbollah, whether it's the Chinese or whoever, are just going to take advantage of that.
And where do we go from here today? We it sounds like the allies of Israel are encouraging them not to retaliate, or at least right away, in any significant way.
Yeah, that seems to be the case, Larry, without a doubt. The Biden administration, I think, is urging diplomacy. Again, I think urging, and I think rightfully so, that you could declare this a great Israeli success, quite frankly, use that as a vehicle to galvanize a more large-scale diplomatic effort to isolate Iran even further. The president's already called for and conducted a meeting with the G7 members. There will be a meeting of the UN Security Council. I don't think there will be anything dramatic come out of that meeting, because I think that the Russians and the Chinese will, on the Security Council, will protect the Iranians. But that being said, calling on the world community to more isolate Iran because of what they've done. And that, to me, at the moment, it would be to Israelis' benefit, since they have been losing a lot of support in the world community. Now is a chance to recover some of that, number one. While focusing your attention right now, you got a lot of war going on if you're Israel. The major conflict still going on in the Gaza Strip. You have four or five fronts, whether it's Hezbollah, whether it's the West Bank, whether it's Gaza, whether it's the Houthis, whether it's groups in Syria that you got to contend with. So it seems to me right now a massive military response against Iran, and now expanding this war even further, is going to obviously complicate the ongoing military operations, make a possibility of a ceasefire and the recovery of the hostages almost impossible.
Well, a lot of good people around the world holding their breath to see what happens next. Colonel, we always appreciate your insight and input. Thank you, sir.
Always a pleasure, guys.
Thank you.
Retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland, CBS military analyst, on the Big K Morning Show.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.